from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nobody, of course, especially as an athlete, knows, you know, the limit they can push their body to.
Correct.
Better than themselves. I just think going into the season, the fact that he's healthy, like, that's why the expectation.
That's why it feels so much better.
Well, for him, but also how I think his season numbers will look. If he's actually healthy all year, when he clearly wasn't a year ago, and he claims he feels better than he did at this point last year, and even before the bone bruise he had in his knee, then yeah, I think the expectation should be, once again,
return
that
to form.
He's going to be closer to what he was. I don't know about 1,300 yards. That might be a bit rich, but definitely 1,100 yards. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, the guy was 16 yards away from 1,000 in what was perceived to be a down year.
And a year in which he wasn't healthy for 8 consecutive weeks and would have still gotten 1,000 had he played the final week of the season. I think his absolute peak this season is still 1,300 yards. I think in his best version, he is still capable of that at his age in this offense. I wouldn't predict that to be his final number gold. I would predict his final number to be more in the, let's call it, 1,100, 1,150-yard range, not on that end. And so, yeah, I wouldn't predict it to be exactly the same on that end. I would predict it to be in that range. But I still think his peak is around that. Don't you? Don't you still think he's capable of being a 1,300-yard receiver? It's hard to imagine he's not.
The only thing that I would question, too, in addition to where he's at, would just be the weapons in the offense this go around. Now, we've both acknowledged that if the deep
More
threat
mouths
works,
to feed.
Yeah, but if the deep threat works, it should make his life easier. But yeah, you all of a sudden have the ability to connect on some 40-plus yard passes that you didn't have last year to a worthy, eventually, Hollywood Brown when he's back and healthy. Plus, Rashee Rice is in year two and knows this offense better than he did at this point last year, of course. And so that's the other hurdle, other than just, hey, are you saying you can't get to 13 because you don't think physically you can? Maybe a little bit, but a lot of it is just that this offense with Pacheco and having all the wide receivers that we think are going to have nice seasons compared to a year ago where it was Kadarius Toney as your number one receiver, and this year your number one's Rice and Worthy and Brown. Yeah, I think that could eat into the numbers a little bit, even though it'll be an offense that we all think is going to be so much better, as in top five good.
Like so here's part of the math problem. If I say Travis Kelce's getting 1,300 yards a year, 1,200 yards this year, it becomes a math problem, because I've already stated on this show out loud that I think Rashee Rice is having 1,200 yards receiving this year, Gold. And if I think that, well, then not everyone's going to have 1,000 yards. Where are the yardage totals not coming from? Well, for me, it's easy. I think Rashee Rice is a 1,200-yard receiver. I think Travis Kelce is an 1,100-yard receiver. And I think the next highest receiver on the team is slightly below 900. I never thought Hollywood Brown was going to be a 1,000-yard receiver. I certainly don't think it now that he's going to miss an entire week. I think the next closest receiver is 850 yards, 800 yards. And then they got everyone else kind of filtering in below, with a lot of guys landing between 4 and 850, and those two guys hitting a bulk of the receptions, because I think they're going to work in concert with that deep passing game. I think Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce are going to take turns getting 8 to 10 yards at a time underneath with yards after the catch, while Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and some others run deep routes, and that those two guys are going to get the bulk. They're going to be 80, 90 catch guys, 75, you know, catch guys, and mass up the yardage totals that I'm giving you in predictive manner. And so I think it makes sense. I think Travis is actually telling the truth. I do think he feels better than he's felt in a long time. Entering hurt also probably makes
I think that's the biggest part of this equation.
He like, probably feels like $1 million.
That you're entering, you're not going to miss week one doing an injury. And we know he had a sit-out week 18. because of his body and health at that time. And so he missed two games last year, and he still was 16 yards short of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I was just pulling up just to give you an idea. We know he's going to go down as the greatest tight end of all time. But last year, the top receiving yards for tight ends, 1,020. That was Kittle. Then it was Travis still at 984.
He missed two games, and he was still second in the NFL.
Evan Ingram, who played in all 17 down in Jacksonville, had a really nice season. He had 963. We know T.J. Hockenson. He only played in 15. He had 960. He's also going to miss multiple games to start this season. Sam Laporta, really, really impressive rookie season for him. 889, and then Njoku, 882. And then after that, there's a huge drop-off. You start to get to guys like Jake Ferguson, Cole Kmet in Chicago. The point being is, like, if Travis just has even, you know, anything above 1,000, he's probably leading all tight ends at receiving yards again, easily.
In his last seven seasons before last year, right, when he had 984, in the previous seven seasons, do you know what he averaged? What do you think he averaged per season? 7 years before last year when he was finally hurt, what do you think he just averaged yardage-wise per season?
Like probably a little over 1,000.
1,229.
Yeah.
1,229 on average for the seven seasons before this one. And by the way, if I added up all of them and I included his 860-yard seasons essentially each of his first 2 years in the league, his 984 the year before that, I'll bet you that he's averaging over 1,000 still in that too. He's averaging 1,000, 1,133. It's like, that's what he averages.
Sure, I don't think anybody's questioning what he's done. I think
can he still do
the question is
my
now,
answer is he would have done that last year had he not been hurt.
Well, I mean, that's what I said. He missed 2 weeks, and he was only 16 yards short. I'm just saying, like, the average stuff, that's why he's going to go down as the greatest tight end in the Hall of Fame and greatest tight end in NFL history. But the question is more for people heading into this season, can he still be that? Nobody's disputing what he has been. The question is, can he be the same player yardage-wise as he was before? And I think the health part is the reason why the answer is yes. And heading into this season with an offense that hopefully is going to just be more explosive is also going to help.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, by the way, guys, is 830.5 is his over-under on FanDuel currently.
Yeah.
Over.
We talked about these in June. The two that stood out to all three of us at the time when the numbers first went on the board was that number that you just mentioned, Drew, 830.5. We were all like, over. Big time over. And then Xavier Worthy at 750. We all are like, that seems a little high for him. I don't know if you guys still feel that way on Worthy. I still like the under on Worthy 750. But Travis Kelce, 830 seems awfully low. I just told you what some of the other tight ends did in football last year. That number is like what the average was for some of the top 10 guys. You know, if you were a top 10 receiver at the tight end position last year, you were having 770 to 850 yards. But we know that's not what he has been and what he usually is if he's healthy. So I would be stunned if he doesn't get over 830.5.
I already bet it. I bet it when we were talking about it at that time because I was fearful the number would go up. And yet somehow it's not 830.5. And I know that, like, technically I'm just giving you gambling advice just like anyone else would, and you are free to ignore it just like you would anyone else who's giving you advice. If Alex is on the morning show tomorrow or any of the other number of bets we've suggested to you. That's the easiest money I'm going to win all year. 830.5, if he does not get hurt, the only season in his career he has not amassed that total was his rookie season when he tore his ACL. He has been over that total every single season of his career, sometimes 400 or 500 yards over that total. Last year, in an injury-plagued season, he was 150 yards over that total. So...
it's an outside of Kansas City thing is what it is.
Crazy.
It's an outside of Kansas City thing because the narrative for much of last year outside of here was that Travis Kelce didn't look the same and he was done and all that. And then in the playoffs, he, of course, looked like a Hall of Fame tight end again. And so that's what the number, I think, is banking on. But I'm with you where that number seems really low for Travis Kelce. You mentioned betting, by the way. That betting show, it's back for another year. Live shows don't start until after the Royal season, but there is a podcast up now, first episode of the year, in which we go through props like that, talk about thoughts on week one, and tomorrow we'll have more game-specific bets and things like that. But if you want to check out the podcast, first that betting show of the year is up on Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.